Hello, thank you so much for joining us. Today is Tes Zion Av, and it is Tavshin Pei Daled. It is August 20th, and I'd like to announce this is our last VOD because I just received my schedule for teaching for this year, and it's going to make it not possible, at least at this time. I don't know if I'm going to be able to reschedule a different time, but as of now, I want to thank, and I'll do it once more at the end, very, very much, Mr. Jake Wyman, and also Mr. Mitch Green for the tremendous Mesiras Nefesh and everything they put into it. Thank you for joining us for the last couple years. And again, this is going to be our grand finale for the entire series. It might come again one day. I'm not sure. The last topic we're going to look at, and this is also, by the way, Refuah Shleima for Chaim David Ephraim Ben Chana, Uriel David Ben Yocheved, and Elisheva Esther Bas Shifra Nechama. So people have been daunted by trying to solve the dilemma of Tzadik Baralo, and our last, like a postscript, Vod is going to be about how the Chazal talked about people who suffer and not understanding why they suffer so much. And when we use the word tzaddik, let's get it straight right now, that the word tzaddik doesn't necessarily mean a totally righteous person. Of course, it means a person who falls and gets up again, keeps moving forward. But we already know that the word tzaddik in the Torah could also mean what's called a tzaddik badin. And that means it's somebody who is simply alive, functioning, and still has the opportunity to grow and to serve Hashem. We know that it says, v'tzdiku es ha-tzaddik v'yershiu es harasha in Parshas Kisetze. It's discussing a case of litigation, but actually not. It has to do with lashes. The word tzaddik in that case means the person who comes out innocent, and it doesn't necessarily mean overall he's considered what we usually call a tzaddik. So it's a tzaddik is a person who is alive and functioning and well, and not necessarily totally well, as we're about to see. So in Maseches Avos, first of all, in the fourth parak, the Chazal addressed the issue of why do people have to suffer? And Rabbi Yanai Omer, Rabbi Yanai says in Perek Daled, Mishnah Tesvav, Ein biyodeinu, it is not in our hands. What does that mean, it's not in our hands? It's not in our hands to understand or explain. As the Bar Tanur explains, Ein biyodeinu, kamo lo hava biyodeh. Like sometimes it says in Chazal, Kolomar, Ein hadavar hazeh yodua lanu. It is not known to us. Lo mishalvas harishayim. We just don't get it. We don't understand the tranquility of the wicked. Va'af lo miyisurei hatzadikim. Nor do we understand the sufferings of the righteous. Now let's talk about word tzaddik, as we said before. Of course, it means people who are so righteous and pious and close to Hashem, but it also means people who are living. If sometimes people wonder, why, if I'm here, do I have to suffer so much? And why do I have to suffer so much if I'm here? That could also be what the tzaddik means. The person who's been declared in Shemayim to live another year, hopefully many years, why the person suffers so much? Ein biyodeinu. We don't have the ability to explain it. And as the Bar Tanur explains, the Rav, Ein hadavar hazeh yodua lanu. It is not known to us. Madua derech v'shoyim talecha. Why is it that so many people who are on the wicked side are successful? Why is it that righteous people are downtrodden? They're beaten down with suffering. Well, there it is right there. We don't know the answer. That's what the Mishnah says in Avos. So what we do know is that we don't know. That is kind of a freeing type of idea because it's not my responsibility to have to explain it or to know about it. It is what it is. And not only will I tolerate it, but I will use it to grow. And this has to do with, obviously, with Bitachon, because it's from the foundations of Bitachon that Hashem knows what he's doing. So the Mishnah says, just to reiterate, Rabbi Yanai said it, the Tana, Ein biyodeinu. It's not in our hands to explain. But we find it in the Gemara also. You might be familiar, the Gemara Brachos, Daf Zayin, Amar Al, where Moshe Rabbeinu, also, he wanted to understand this. Bikesh lehodio dracha, so Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to understand Hashem, v'nasan lo, and Hashem granted his wish. Oh wait, he granted his wish. That means, according to this Gemara, there is a solution. There is an explanation about Tzadik V'Ralo, because that's what this is going to be about, as you'll see. What did Moshe say to Hashem? Now, there were these high-level talks going on between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know there were three sets of 40 days that Moshe was on Har Sinai. The first was to learn the Torah and receive the first luchos. The second was to ask Hashem for forgiveness for Klal Yisrael. And finally, in the third set of 40 days, Moshe was retaught the Torah, given new luchos, as Chazal tell us, many, many more details. While he's up at Har Sinai, he's having these what we call high-level talks with Hashem, and he's on a roll, so to say, Parshas Kisisa. You look at Parshas Kisisa, and he says, "Hodieni na estirachecha." Moshe is like, this is a good time to ask. Please make me known your ways, or now make me known, make it known to me, how do you operate? So the Gemara says, what was Moshe asking? Omar the fun of, he said in front of Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, master of the universe, mipnei ma yesh tzadik betovlo, v'yesh tzadik v'ralo. Why is it that there's a righteous person and everything's okay for him? That's not the one that bothers me. There's also tzadik v'ralo. There's also a tzaddik who suffers. Yesh rasha v'tovlo. And then you find a wicked person, everything seems fine for him. Yesh rasha v'ralo. And then there's the wicked person who's not having it smooth. Well, that's more understandable. But why? Hodieni na estirachecha, Moshe Rabbeinu says. Please, this absolutely torments me. I want to know, why is the world this way? So a few lines later, after going through a bit of a process, the Gemara tells us, Elohochi ka'amarle, this is what Hashem said back to him. Tzadik v'tovlo, a person who's righteous and things are going great for him. Now, we already learned earlier in the Orchos Tzadikim, this should not be a red flag. And I've heard it from several people over the years. It always comes up. Somebody in class usually says, uh-oh, well, wait a minute. What happens if things are going smoothly for me? Does that mean that I'm going to lose my Olam Haba, Chas V'Shalom? We already learned earlier that there's a bitachon we're supposed to have. One type of bitachon is that I will not use up my Olam Haba, my Gan Eden, while I'm in this world, even when things are hopefully going smoothly. But Hashem said to Moshe, yes, there's something called Tzadik B'Tovlo. But why? Answer is, Tzadik Gamor, he's totally righteous. We'll have to figure what that out pretty soon, what that is. Then there's Tzadik V'Ralo. This is the part that really annoys us. Why is there a righteous person and he's having a very difficult time? Tzadik She'eno Gomor, because he's not a perfect tzadik. We'll see about that also what it means soon in the Maharv Shah. Rasha V'Tovlo, there's a wicked person and things are going great for him. I bet you guessed it. What kind of Rasha is that? Rasha She'eno Gomor. That's right. He's not totally wicked. What about Rasha V'Ralo? He has the worst of everything. He misbehaves and he's also being punished. Well, that's a Rasha Gomer. He's totally wicked. Well, what does all this mean? So the Maharsha on this Gemara in Brachos explains as follows. What does it mean? A tzadik she'eno gomer. Here's a righteous person who's not completely righteous, and that's why he is suffering. What is the definition of a tzadik she'eno gomer? And by the way, there are multiple explanations in the Mefarshim. We're only doing one of them here. The Marsha, I'll read it to you. V'alkein ralo. That is why he's suffering. Why is he suffering so much? Al miyut avonosav. Because he has a small measure of things that he's done wrong. Small dose of transgressions. Kedei lezakoso ba'olam haba. In order to cleanse him, to give him merit in the world to come. So as a result, he suffers in this world because Hashem is paying him in this world. Uvehefech, and the opposite, Barasha She'eno Gomor. We also have the opposite. We have a wicked person, but he's not totally wicked. He has done some wonderful deeds. She'tov lo ba'olam hazeh, so he experiences goodness in this world. Kedei she'yekabel schoro al miyut zechiyosav, so that the reward for his measure, small measure of merits, will be in this world. L'tardo ba'olam haba, and to expel him in the world to come. Kamosha Amar, like we said, Umishalim the son of Elpon of Labido. We learned this pasuk in the very beginning, both times that we went through our curriculum, and that pasuk is quoted in the Orchos Tzadikim. Hashem pays his enemies to his face. to their faces in this world, which means that they receive their enjoyment, their bliss in this world, so that they won't have Olam Haba. Lahavido, to cause them to lose Olam Haba. Now, the Marsha says, look in other commentaries as well. So what do we have so far? We have the Mishnah Avos that tells us it's Ein Biyodeinu. We could ultimately not really explain it. So wait a minute. How does that work with this Gemara, though? No, because the answer is there's no specific person, not you, not me, not anybody, about whom we can be sure the reason that they're suffering, if they're righteous. We can't know the reason. In fact, our Chovos HaLevavos is about to list a bunch of reasons. But the Mishnah Avos says it's really Ein Biyodeinu. We really can't know. So why should we delve into something and ask why? It's more like we should figure out what we should do and do it and learn Torah and keep the mitzvos and smile and work on our Ben Adam L'chaver and Ben Adam L'makom. And that's really what our topic is, not to understand why. And even though that Moshe Rabbeinu was given some information about this, but still, the Mishnah, the bottom line says, Ein Biyodeinu. We don't really have a handle on it, literally, Ein Biyodeinu, on why in any specific case that's what's happening. And even the whole totality of the dilemma is also not comprehended by human beings. But Hashem knows, and whatever is not in our control that He brings us, Hashem knows that's right for us. But we're going to look for five reasons for this in the Chovos HaLevavos. Now, the Chovos HaLevavos, we know, was written by a Rishon, Rabbi Nebuchaya, and how could he start giving us reasons if the Mishnah Avos said, Ein Biyodeinu, we don't have the ability to explain it? The Gemara said one answer, which is Tzadik Gomor and Tzadik She'eno Gomor. Why is the Chovos HaLevavos, why does he feel that there is the ability to give more explanations? Answer is because there are psukim that support these, and we know that there's always more to learn, Rishonim especially, like Tosfos is Rishonim. And why they call Tosfos? Because they add on, which means that they have more to say. It's more fortifying what the Chazal said in the Mishnah and the Gemara. They're allowed, they definitely have the license at their level that we can't even fathom, to give more explanations for certain dilemmas and for ideas in the Tanakh and in philosophy and in Hashkaf and in Musar. So says the Chovos HaLevavos, the reasons that we can say that a righteous person is suffering, Hapanim Asher Ba'avuram Timonam Eatzadik Hizdamnu Starpo. So the Chovos HaLevavos is addressing the difficulty in obtaining parnasa and having enough food, but it boils down to Tzadik Varalo. It's a righteous person who's suffering. Ache Yitrach Allah V'Yibachin Bo. He's tested. He's through his life experiences. Why does it have to be so turbulent? Why does it have to be so rocky? Why so much fluctuation? So this is what the Chovos HaLevavos is going to address. Number one, Fshar. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Very possible. Sheyiye avon shekadam lo. It's possible that it is a transgression that preceded for him. He might have done something wrong. Sound familiar? That's right. That's how the Marsha explained Tzadik She'eno Gomor. He maybe did something wrong sometime or other. He's chayev lihipara mimenu. He became obligated that it should be collected from him, that he should be punished olav because of what he did. He has to have the score evened out. Kamoshin emer, like it says, mishta yiraf lamaral. What does the pasuk say? Pain, behold, tzadik ba'aretz yishulam. A righteous person will be paid on the land, in this world. That is where the tzaddik will receive his payment for anything that wasn't perfect. And that's a privilege. As the Pirush Tov HaLevanon explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Chesed L'Tzadik. Hashem does a kindness to the righteous person, L'Shalem Lo, to pay to him, Al Avonosav, because of his transgressions, Ba'aretz, on the earth, Kolomar Ba'olam Hazeh, which is this world. So that's exactly what the Marsha said that Hashem told Moshe when he said, Tzadik She'eno Gomor. That's really the meaning of it. Now, I do want to mention, we have said it before, that if you look in Eicha, in the Pirush called the Palgei Mayim, written by the Nesivos HaMishpat, who was Rabbeinu Yaakov Milisa, He asserts that Hashem does not punish anybody, anytime, anywhere, ever, because nothing bad comes from Hashem. What happens is that it says in Maseches Avos, as we know, that a person who does an Aveira creates a Kategor, which is a prosecuting angel, Chas v'Shalom, and those Kategorim that the person created, Malachi Mashkis, destructive angels, are what punishes the person. Nothing bad comes from Hashem. I'll prove it to you, because the Pasuk says in Eicha, Mipi Elyon, from the mouth of Hashem, Lo Se Haraos Behato. You'll notice Raos is plural. The two bad things don't come from Hashem. Haraos Behato. What are the two bad things? The Aveira that the person chooses to do, and the consequence. Neither of them comes from Hashem. The Hatov, and there's one good thing that does not come from Hashem either. What's that? That's the mitzvah that the person chooses to do. So of the four items, only one comes from Hashem, and that's the reward. In other words, there's Mipi Elyon Lo Seitze, from the mouth of Hashem will not come out. Hora'os, anything bad. Nothing evil comes from Hashem. If at the culmination of 2 years of learning, more than 2 years, learning about Bitachon and Emuna, as we're coming to our close, today being the last one, at least I can take out of this, Hashem is only good. That's definite. If there's anything that's negative that we experience, Chas v'Shalom, as the Pal Gemayim explains, I have actually created that. And I can do tshuva. I can daven. Hashem holds them at bay. He doesn't listen to the kategorim, to those prosecuting malachim. He doesn't let them bother me, and hopefully never does. But they're my creations. So whenever we say Hashem's going to punish, I know there's a lot of psukim in the Torah. I know it's bothering a lot of people. It says, if there's a lot of people out there, there's psukim in the Torah that say, oh, Hashem's going to do this. He'll close up the heavens. He's going to do this. Look in the Tochacha and Parshas Bechukosai, Parshas Kisavo. According to the Pal Gemayim, the root of all that, the real essence of all that, that's all created by people. Just that Hashem doesn't stop our creations of, let's say, those negative malachim from harming us. And if he does allow that, that is portrayed and described as Hashem punishing us. But Hashem does not punish, because nothing bad comes from Hashem. Now, when Hashem gives us challenges and tests that we grow from, that's raising a banner on a flagpole. That's what that is. And it takes effort, and it causes us to expend our effort. That's all good. So when we read in the Yehovah's Halavavos that he's getting his payment, again, it's the way we explained just now, the way the Pal Gemayim explains it in Eicha. Second answer, why is there Tzadik Baralo, says the Yehovah's Halavavos. V'yeshiyyeh al derech ha'tmura. Sometimes it's for an exchange. By the way, just to stop for a second and reflect on what's happening here, what we're trying to do is to understand why life isn't smooth all the time. And we know that there is a logic to it. There's a method to it. So the second chat is derech hatmura. It's an exchange. What is that? Hatmura v'olam haba. Meaning that in order to get more olam haba, to receive more blissful experience in the world to come, so some of that is taken away from us in this world. Kemo shekosov, like it's written, Devarim, Ches, Tes Zayin, it's to do good to you in your end. So what does that mean? That means that sometimes Hashem knows that the tzaddik would say, I would rather have discomfort in this world, but I will have that paid to me in Olam Haba, where sensations are real, because the neshama is not in the body anymore at that point. That's number two. In Kohelis class, we do this, and I usually ask people, in order to get people to reflect on all this, and to analyze it in their minds. Okay, which is your favorite one out of the five? We only did the two so far. Which is your least favorite one? Which one do you relate to the most? Which one do you not relate to? That's part of the analysis of this. Now, this number two is on a very lofty level, because that's just hard to digest. That, okay, well, I'm going to take a hit right now, and then after 120 years, I get it paid back for me somehow. Okay, that's definitely a possibility based on this pasuk, le'tivcha b'achrisecha. It's to do good to you in your end. It's all about patience, we've talked about. Number three, v'yeshiyyeh laharo siblo, v'hasbaraso atova. Number three. Sometimes the purpose of a tzaddik suffering is to demonstrate, it's to showcase the person's endurance. And Hasparasu Atova, the Tova Halavanan explains, it's his friendly, upbeat countenance and attitude. It's to showcase that, to display that to the world, Bavoras Habori Yisparach, with the service of Hashem, Kedei Sheyilmudu B'nai Adam Imenu, in order that people will learn from him. What does all this mean? We'll explain it. This is number three about Tzadik Barala, why righteous people suffer. We'll explain it in a minute, summarize it. Kamoshi Adatim Inyan Iyov, like you know from the matter of Iyov. What does number three really mean? We're looking at Tov HaLevanon, and he explains, what is Sivlo V'Hasparoso Atova? Seval means tolerance or endurance or patience. So he explains, Masha Sovel Tsarosa, what the person tolerates, endures his sufferings, below yitain tifla lelokim, and ascribes nothing wrong to Hashem about it. Has no tainas, no claims against Hashem, no complaints. Okay, this is from Hashem. The person is going ahead and tolerating it, enduring it, working through it, and places no blame. He doesn't play the blame game, doesn't put it on Hashem. This is what we call sivlo. Well, what's the hasparasa then? Umekablam b'sever panim yafos, and receives everything that comes his way with a friendly countenance. Now, I have to mention that Rav Zelig Pliskin, when he explains what it says in Avos, sever panim yafos, he brings from one of the Achronim. This has to do with how we're supposed to greet people, as you know, the Mishnah in Avos. I know it's not a halakha, but it's definitely something that we should try to do. It is a halakha with a spouse, by the way. Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun says, man with his wife, it is a halakha. Of course, it would definitely enhance interpersonal relationships in society if we would keep it. So he says, Sever panim yafos. There's three parts to this. Sever has to do with interest. Okay, I show interest in another person. This has to do with people doing it to each other. Don't worry, we'll address it with the Tzadik Baralo in a minute. Panim is that I show my face to the person, not a profile, not like good morning, like with a profile, just the side of the face. I look at the person. And then yafos is that it's pleasant. So if we take this and apply it, hasparaso, the Chovos HaLevavos says hasparaso is the lashon of sever, like sever panim yafos, according to the Tov HaLevanon's explanation. It means that we look at Hashem, and when Hashem sends us with the sever panim yafos, we banish shalom. Thank you. I love you. Sefer, I have interest in you. Panim, I will look at you, Hashem, and dive into you. Yafos, I will have a pleasant attitude. That will be my method and my policy in life. That's the third reason. It's showing to people how this tzaddik is enduring, working through everything, and loving Hashem and smiling at Hashem as Hashem smiles at us. As it says, Yoyer Hashem panav elecha v'chonecha. Hashem should enlighten his face to you, as we say in Berachas Kohanim. Number four, another reason people suffer. Oh, it's because of the wickedness of the people of his generation. The exalted creator will test the person and will make him suffer. With poverty, with suffering, with being poor, with illnesses. To show his piety and his service to Hashem, which they are not doing. Like it says, Yeshayahu Gimel Daud, Ochen Cholayenu Hunasa, talking about the tzaddik. He's sick. Why is this person ill? He is bearing, he's suffering our illnesses that we should have had. Umachovenu Sivalam, and our pains, he has endured them. So the Tov HaLevanon explains, what is that supposed to mean? L'resha anshe doro. It's because of the misbehavior of the people of his generation. L'haros chasiduso v'avodaso le'lokim v'bala dehem. To show his piety and his service to Hashem that they are not doing. Kalo Mars, he says, but it's deeper than we thought. Shemakabel alav hatzaros. That the tzaddik accepts upon himself the sufferings. L'kapara al hador. As an atonement for the generation. Now that's ultimate altruistic attitude a person could have. I'm suffering. I hope that it causes less suffering for other people. Because the other people are not engaged in avodas Hashem. So he says, I am, and I'm connected with Hashem. I will go ahead and I'll accept what's going on with me, which is maybe not so comfortable, but it'll take away from the possible suffering of other people. And that's this beautiful pasuk in Yeshayahu and Gimel Daud. Chalayenu hu nasa. He has carried our illnesses, the righteous person. Machavenu sivalam. Our pains, he has endured them. That also explains, people go to a tzaddik for a bracha, and he gives brachas, people are healed. And sometimes he himself is sick. Why doesn't he give himself a bracha? Well, this is one of the explanations. Of course he could do that. He's not interested in doing that because he wants to suffer that. So everybody won't suffer. That's unselfish. Finally, there's another one. Maybe he's not being intolerant enough for the sake of Hashem. Intolerant, zealous enough, let's say. The word of, like, people call it jealous, but means he's not going ahead and influencing others enough. Another reason a tzaddik might be suffering. To take judgment from the people of his generation. If he's in a position to influence others, that's the machayev, that a person in a position where he can have a positive influence on other people and doesn't do it well enough, Hashem might have some demands from him that he should be doing better. Moshe adatim inyan Eli uvana, like you know regarding Eli and his sons. The house of Eli was actually punished because Eli did not object strongly enough to what his sons were doing, and they were very influential. They remained Kohanim, and he was the Shofet, he was the Kohen Gadol, and the house of Eli was punished because of the fact that he did not object to what his sons were doing strongly enough. So sometimes a tzaddik could influence others more. So something we could take from this as we're wrapping up, perhaps we'll be back sometime, I don't know, but as of now, we're closing up two times through our Bitachon, Emunah, and Simcha curriculum. I want to thank the Ribono Shel Olam for helping us. This last point we can take with us. If we can spread this, of course, this is all for myself. I did it to improve. And continuing, of course, I'm going to continue to learn about Bitachon and Emunah and Simcha Blainetter on my own. If we can spread the word that we have to have Bitachon, Emunah, and Simcha, and we should not emphasize and accentuate the positive. And there's no need to tell people, be scared, be depressed, be upset. That is not helping anybody. That is not what my Rebbeim taught me and what this generation can deal with. Okay, there may be some people that really get turned on by that. And that's what makes them tick. Okay, fine. But there are many people who are not that way. And for most of us, well, again, I might be wrong, but at least the people I've dealt with and seen, we're better off looking at the positive, accentuating the positive, taking out the optimism and the rays of hope that are always here in our lives as we embark on a continuous and continual journey of Bitachon, Emunah, and Simcha. I want to one more time thank very, very, very much Mr. Jake Wyman for tremendous work that he does, Avodas HaKodesh, for sheer enjoyment. And the shiurim for the last couple of years are available to listen to on archive. Thank you so much to Mr. Mitch Green for meticulously and quickly posting all of them. And thank all of you. I appreciate so much all of you who have come and learned with me each week. We should have hatzlacha and a wonderful year and continuous growth in Avodas Hashem. Thank you so much again.